Good evening, family. How are you doing this evening? We've got episode 1 from the Dreamer series for you tonight. So grab your comfy blanket, your favorite drink, and let's enjoy the show. Let's dig in to the Dreamers, the weirder it gets. Wyatt Jr. walked into the kitchen with his diaper in hand. What in the... Wyatt drops the toast he was buttering and scoops up Wyatt Jr. Maya, are you ready yet? You're going to be late to school. Wyatt walked up the steps to get a pack of diapers in Wyatt Jr.'s closet. Boy, how do you get your diaper off? He smiled at Wyatt and spun him around his neck, tickling him. Wyatt loved playing with Wyatt Jr., but at times he felt exhausted. Ever since his divorce, he'd taken on the only parent role. He tried hard to understand his children, but settled for learning instead of knowing as time went along. Maya and King began arguing in the kitchen. Why are you eating anyway? You don't have a job. Maya took the buttered knife out of King's hand. At least I'm not 13 with acne and a big head. King laughed and grabbed the butter. Maya chased King around the room until Wyatt re-entered with Wyatt Jr. in tow. I don't know what's going on in here, but I'm leaving out in 2 minutes. If you're not in the car, you're walking. Wyatt grabbed his lunch and bus uniform. King, I'm talking to you too. You need to look for a job today. I have a job. I am a gamer. I have subs. I'm getting famous. King grabbed his toast and walked to the living room. I don't have time for this today. Maya, let's go. Wyatt slammed the door. As Maya jumped out their black SUV, she grabbed her book bag but left her lunchbox. She saw Dylan, one of the basketball forwards at her school, and tried to sashay past him. Maya! Wyatt yelled to get Maya's attention. Dylan and his friends smirked as Maya turned to go back to her father's car. Yes, Dad. Maya, you left your lunch. You would have been hungry. You know I can't come back up here. Maya smiled curtly, thanked her dad, and walked quickly to the school building. If only I understood her. Wyatt said to Wyatt Jr., who smiled at his father.
I wish you didn't have to go. Can't you stay here with me?
Christina leaned over her husband, Taylor. Taylor took his wife's hand and put it on the bed. He pushed the sheets back to stand.
Honey, if I stay home, who will pay for your yacht?
He stood behind Christina. He kissed her on the cheek and made his way to the bathroom. Christina and Taylor had been married for over 10 years, but as Christina approached 30, she began to want children of her own.
Taylor, I'm going to see my mom today. I just thought I'd let you know.
Taylor yelled, okay, over the shower as Christina went downstairs.
Mom, hi, I know. I'll be there by 9. I tried to keep Taylor home, but he insists on going to that interview with that singer girl. Like, she can't find someone else.
She made some coffee and looked in the fridge.
Honey, we really need to go grocery shopping. Can we go together after your meeting?
Taylor walked in the door. He wore dark blue slacks, a crisp white shirt, and a gray and blue tie.
Why do you have to dress so nice for these events anyway?
Christina grabbed Taylor's arm and hugged him.
I'll meet you at the store at 7. If I'm a little late, I'll call. And I thought this was your favorite tie.
Taylor kissed Christina, grabbed his suitcase, and headed to his car.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm never getting married. Kylie mentioned to Thomas while playing table tennis. Thomas ducked and grabbed the ball from the ground. I don't see why Mom got married. If he isn't taking her money shopping, he's on trips. He takes more trips than us. Kylie slammed the paddle on the table and slid to the floor. Her twin brother, Thomas, sat next to Kylie. They both looked out the window at their new stepfather, Michael. Michael slammed the door of his convertible Mercedes with his foot. He balanced carrying Neiman Marcus and Nike bags while walking up the steps to the porch. He tried to get his keys but was met at the door by Jody. Hi, baby. Looks like you need some help. Jody smiled, closed the door, grabbed a few of Michael's bags, and kissed him on the cheek.
Oh, thank you, baby. You always have my back.
Michael and Jody walked up the steps to their bedroom. This is what I'm talking about. He doesn't work. Mom treats him like a king, and we're stuck making turkey sandwiches and waiting on the nanny. Kylie slammed the refrigerator door. I heard that, Jody yelled from the upstairs balcony. Make sure you're ready when Reese gets here. She will be taking you both to practice. Jody walked down the steps to the kitchen where her twins stood looking at each other. They were identical, but their personalities were night and day. Kylie was outspoken, but Thomas was the peacemaker and very quiet. Come on, Thomas. Let's not make Mother mad. Kylie pulled Thomas by the arm, but not before Thomas kissed his mother on the cheek. Jody rolled her eyes at Kylie and began to put together her lunch. She noticed they were running low on food. Hey, Michael, after work, I think I should go to the grocery store. Kylie was right. We're running low. If I'm not back by the time Kylie and Thomas get home, will you let them know I'm at the store? Michael groaned a yes from the room. What if you could take a few minutes each day to write about your life or create a story using pre-created prompts to help spark your writing juices? Would you take just a few minutes a day to become the best writer you could be by alleviating writer's block and fatigue? Beauty in the Eye of the Writer is a beautifully constructed journal with amazing writing prompts to get you writing in no time. Click the link in the show description to get yours today. Taylor, so Mom and I were talking about baby girl names. What do you think about Summer? Christina spoke to Taylor while holding his arm. Taylor scanned up and down the aisles. He stopped at the noodle aisle. Are you listening to me, Taylor? Taylor grabbed a box of spaghetti noodles and threw them in the basket. Yes, hon. But I'm also trying to decide what we're eating for dinner, considering I have to cook tonight. And, well, every night. Taylor kissed Christina's hand. You know I don't cook, Taylor, but I was talking about baby names, you know, so we can be prepared when you're ready. Christina smiled at Taylor, only to be met by an annoyed look. We've talked about this, Chris. I'm doing marketing for the Sandys girls. They are hot right now with different singing venues weekly. This is my big break. The more shows they get, the more we get paid. Let's hold off the baby talk for a while, okay? Christina let her husband's arm go to walk down the candy aisle. Taylor walked to the produce section and heard his name. Oh my goodness, it can't be. Is that Taylor from Shift B? Jody's eyes lit up. Oh yes, Shift B from 6 to 10 p.m. You got the broom? I got the books. Taylor and Joni embraced. Wow, how long has it been? Like 5 or 10 years? Jody shook her head. I think it's been 10, but who's counting? You look good. We are only missing Wyatt to make this day even more crazy. Jody and Taylor laughed. Hello, Christina spoke to Taylor. Taylor let go of Jody's arm and went next to Christina. And this is my lovely wife, Christina. Nice to meet you, Christina. Me and Taylor were just catching up. It's been so many. Well, that's great, but we must go. Christina grabbed Taylor's arm and pulled him away from Jody. In another life, Taylor laughed and wave goodbye to Jody. Jody put her bags in her trunk. What was wrong with her? Jody said to herself as she got in the car. Mom, where are you? I thought you'd be home by the time we got here. We're hungry. Kylie yelled at her mother through the phone. Didn't Michael tell you I was going to the store? Well, never mind. I'm actually just two streets down. I'll be there in no time. Jody pulled up to a stoplight where she and another car were side by side. The driver in the car looked at Jody and waved. Jody shook her head, and before she could look back at the car, they were gone. Mom, are you there? Jody turned to look at her windows. Where did that car go? She thought to herself. I'm here, Kylie. I'm pulling up now. Kylie and Thomas came outside to help Jody bring the bags in.
Did you guys see Michael? Jody asked her children.
No, he went out hours ago. I thought you guys were together.
Jody put her bags on the counter. It began to rain. The wind made the shutters shake.
Thomas, go ahead and close the windows. It looks like it's getting ready to storm.
Later that night, Jody called Michael's phone only to get the answering machine.
I'm sure he's all right. Last time he went to his friend's house, she told herself.
Jody lit her favorite candle and laid on her bed. So, Taylor has a jealous wife and I have a missing in action husband? She spread out on the bed and went to sleep. Jody woke to the sound of rain from an open window. She looked over to see a window she'd never seen before. She looked down at her clothes. What do I have on? Jody wore a pink silk robe. She slid her fingers down the side of her outfit. I don't even own one of these. But what Jody saw next took her breath away. Next to her lay Taylor with his shirt off, his back flexed while the cover slightly covered his waist. Jody sat up in the bed. Before she could say a thing, she saw Christina come out of the bathroom with a toothbrush in her mouth. Her eyes were wide.
How in the hell did you get here? Taylor!
Next week on The Dreamers. And where is King and Maya? They should have been back an hour ago. Wyatt grabbed a beer from the fridge. This is getting exhausting, he thought to himself. Wyatt grabbed his phone. He scrolled down his contact list until he landed on Maria, his ex-wife. This is all your fault.
Thanks for tuning in. If you'd like to be featured on Adult Bedtime Stories, send an email to adultcreativesoul@gmail.com. That's adultcreativesoul@gmail.com. Or feel free to send a message. The link is in the show description. And as always, we are PG-13 family, so keep it spicy and tantalizing, but always tasteful. Did you know Kamani, aka the adult storyteller, is also a fictional author? Check out Shea Butter Rocks on Amazon today. Would you like to support our podcast? Click the link in the show description or go to our Patreon page, Adult Bedtime Stories. And I would like to leave you with this quote to help you begin to write the night away. What we can or cannot do, what we consider possible or impossible, is rarely a function of our true capability. It is more likely a function of our beliefs about who we are. That's by Anthony Robbins. And that's it for the night. That was episode 1 of the short story series, The Dreamers. Tune in next Sunday for episode 2, where there's fire, there's money.